Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor has been found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter over the shooting death of Australian Justine Damon Ruzcik. It's the first time a police officer in Minnesota has been convicted over an on-duty shooting. Our North America correspondent Connor Duffy was in court for the verdict and he joined me earlier. Connor, the verdict seems a little complex here. Take us through the subtleties of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter.
Yes, good morning, Sabra. Third-degree murder is essentially the lowest threshold for a murder conviction that there is. It varies in every state in America. Here in Minnesota, it means to fire a weapon with a lack of regard for human life, exhibiting a depraved mind. So it's essentially firing a gun, knowing that you're going to kill someone but without taking particular aim. Mohamed Noor was cleared of the more serious charge of second-degree murder, which involves intent, but also found guilty of second-degree manslaughter, which is similar to manslaughter in Australia, effectively culpable negligence. In terms of the sentencing outcome, it won't really make a difference for him. Second degree and third degree murder both carry the same penalties, and we're expecting that Mohamed Noor will receive a sentence in the range of 10 to 15 years.
All right. Justine Damon Ruzcik's fiance and family were in court and they've spoken. What have they had to say?
Yes, Sabra, it was an incredibly difficult 5 weeks for them. They had to sit right next to Mohamed Noor's family in court and essentially watch their fiancé, sister and daughter die over and over again. Don Damon spoke to reporters a short time ago. He used the opportunity to call for greater reform of police, which is a burning issue here in the States. Here's what he had to say.
Ironically, the Minneapolis Police Department emblem on the squad door reads, "To protect with courage and to serve with compassion." But that night there was a tragic lapse of care and complete disregard for the sanctity of life. The evidence in this case clearly showed an egregious failure of the Minneapolis Police Department. I implore the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Police Chief Madaria Arredondo to do everything they can to ensure that these essential human values are not just words on a car door.
That's Don Damon there, fiancé of Justine Damon Ruzcik. And Connor, what happens now with Noor's sentencing?
Mohamed Noor felt justice swiftly. He was handcuffed in court and led away. Judge Catherine Quaintance set a sentencing date of June 7. Between now and then, she'll gather evidence related to his sentencing. She'll take a victim's impact statement from Justine Damon Ruzcik's family. But from what we understand of the way sentencing works in Minnesota, they're in that pretty tight 10 to 15 year range, and we'll expect that he'll get something in the vicinity of that at prison term, though he may serve less with good behaviour and with his relatively clean record.
And that's our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy.